Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It's so wonderful to have you with me once again. Amen. For this, our 2020 series, Take Another Look. We're taking another look at the Word of Life. We're taking another look at the promises that the Lord has made for us. His Word lets us know that His promises are yea and amen. Yes, and so be it. So we're taking another look to build our faith. We're taking another look to gain strength. We're taking another look to gain more understanding. We're taking another look to increase our knowledge and our wisdom. We're taking another look because we have an enemy that is hard after us as we're chasing hard after God. So we want to be equipped fully with His Word, amen, and do even as David did, hiding His Word in our hearts that we might not sin against God, amen. We want all the blessings that the Word of God affords us, amen. We serve a true and mighty God. He is the only true and living God. And I give glory and honor to Him tonight. I honor each and every one of you, wherever you are in the world. I thank you, amen, for lending your ear. And as promised, I came on tonight to give you those scriptures. Amen. We will be looking at the entire book of James, but we're going to split it up a little differently because I'm going to bring forth the portion about the tongue first. So we're looking at chapter 3 first. And with that in mind, I have scriptures for you to consider before we get started on our study. So that is what I want to bring forward to you tonight. Amen. We're going to study the power of the tongue and our word power, or even the power of the spoken word. We're going to look at that. Write down those titles, and we're going to look at all of that, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. We want to look at it because we want to understand that the words that come out of our mouth, they actually have power. The words that come out of our mouth are alive, and they attach, they encourage, they discourage, they bless, and they curse, depending on the condition of our heart. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to take a look at that. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, oh God, for all that you have done already and all that you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, for enabling us to be able to hear your voice and hear, Lord God, through your word, what you are speaking to us, even at this time, at this point in history. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done and all that you are doing. We thank you for our next move. We thank you, Lord, for our new week. Thank you for miracles. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory today. Amen. Because you are working miracles in not only my life, but in so many others that are listening. Lord, we thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the discouraged right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, lift up their heads so that they're able to hear your word, so that they're able to write these things out and consider them, so they're able to pray over them and speak to you about it and talk to you about their lives. Lift their heads, oh God. Heal their sickness and their diseases. Heal their conditions and their afflictions right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All of us, Lord God, striving to draw near to you. Lord, you said if we draw near, that you would draw near to us. If we draw nigh to God, is what the word lets us know, you'll draw nigh to us. So here we are, Lord, standing in your presence, asking, Lord God, that you bless our assembly, asking, Lord, that you open our minds and our hearts to receive directly from your throne what you have for us in every hour, not just in this one, but, Lord, especially when we're coming together, amen, to open up your word, amen, and to bring forth the words of life, because every word you have spoken to us, it's words of life. They're words that will give us life. They're warnings, amen, and blessings, and letting us know the directions we ought to go and directions we should not go, things we should do, things we should not, things that we should equip ourselves with. It's all written in your word, and we thank you, Lord, for all of your instruction. Glory to God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So we're taking another look. This is an overview of the book of James. This is part two. Amen. We are just bringing forth scriptures tonight before we go into the actual study of chapter three and the book of James. Okay, so scriptures is what we're looking at. So we're going to start, amen, and I hope you have your writing utensils because there are quite a few. I don't know what versions of the Bible you are using, and right now it doesn't matter. I will let you know what I'm using as we go forth in the study, and I will try to do some compare and contrast with other versions, one, the more popular ones that I have been hearing from people about. So don't worry. Just write the scriptures down. We're going to take a look at them. If you have a computer, you can actually open it up and do the compare and contrast yourself, or do the comparison between the versions yourself. All right, Proverbs 21 and 23 is the first one we're looking at. Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Another version says those who guard their mouth and their tongues keep themselves from calamity. Ephesians 4 and 29, it says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Proverbs 15 and 1, it says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 12 and 18, it says, there is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Psalm 34 and 13, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Psalm 141 and 3, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Proverbs 18 and 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. James 1 and 26, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Ecclesiastes 3 and 7, and I'm only going to read the latter portion of that verse. It says, there's a time to keep silence and a time to speak. Colossians 4 and 6, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. James 3 and 8, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Proverbs 15 and 28. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. 1 Peter 3 and 10. Whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. Proverbs 10 and 19. Sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues. Proverbs 15 and 4. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. Proverbs 15 and 28. The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. I actually said that in two different versions, so I hope you caught that. Proverbs 17 and 9, whoever would foster love covers over an offense, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. Matthew 15 and 11, what goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them. Proverbs 26 and 20, without wood a fire goes out, without gossip a quarrel dies down. Titus 3 verses 1 and 2, remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone. Proverbs 18, 20, and 21. From the fruit of their mouth, a person's stomach is filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied. The tongue has power of life and death, and those who love it will eat the fat of its fruit. Will eat its fruit, I'm sorry. Proverbs 17, 27 and 28. The one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even tempered. Even fools are thought to be wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues. Proverbs 12, 6 and 7. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the speech of the upright rescues them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of righteous stands firm. Proverbs 15, 1 and 2, this is a repeat. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. Amen. And that is all that I have for you right now. Of course, there may be many other words in the Word of God pertaining to the tongue. That's what I'm bringing forward at this time. And as we continue in the book of James, of course, I may be bringing forth more, of course, as we go forth in the study. But this will give you a start, amen, to take a look at, to remain prayerful regarding as you go forward and as we go forward in the study. Talk to the Lord about each and every one of these scriptures and even about your life, because we want to do everything we can to be in right standing with God, and we want to reap the blessings, because the word lets us know, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So we want to reap light into our lives. That's why it's important to take another look at the Word of God from time to time. It's important to listen when your preacher is preaching that same message over and over again. If you find a time when a preacher is preaching the same message over and over again, somebody hasn't gotten it yet, and the Lord is giving you an opportunity to get the meat of that message so that your heart is changed. He wants us to apply his word to our heart, to understand it. And many times I have had to go before the Lord and ask from him for understanding. I'm no different than anyone else. And amen, that's what I'm asking each and every one of you to do. As you look at these scriptures, go before the Lord and ask him for understanding. I mean, read over the third chapter of James. Talk to the Lord about it. Ask him for understanding. As we go forward in the study of these chapters, talk to the Lord again. Ask him for understanding. Ask him for wisdom. Ask him for guidance. Ask him. Amen. He is there to do just that. His word lets us know if we ask, we shall receive. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock, the door would be open to us. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And God keep you. God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Take a look at all these things. Look at the book of James in your leisure. Just read through it and, again, talk to the Lord. And I will see you back on Sunday. Amen. We'll come back with the beginning of this study and a word on the book of James. God bless you.